You've got a ton of stories of people, don't you?
Yeah, but at my age now, my memory isn't so good that I can remember them all. I guess I do as well as anyone should for my age.
I guess that was just your way of life.
Yeah, it's something I really, truly enjoy.
I guess that would be your advice to anybody who gets into any kind of work.
Oh, absolutely. How many people do you know that really, really enjoy their job, their profession?
You kept all these late hours, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Unfortunately, it took its toll on me on that. My wife, we divorced in the 70s, late 70s. But we had 3 wonderful children. We're still a very, very close-knit family. And she has since remarried, and her husband died, and then she remarried again. And we're together on every holiday. She had a great, great relationship.
Would you blame the business?
Absolutely.
Because you were gone so much?
Yes, no question about it. It was my fault.
Did you remarry?
No, I haven't. I've been seeing a lady now that I'm with 16 years. We don't live together.
There are celebrities who came through this club.
Oh, yes. Celebrity Club was not named for that. It was just a name, but we have had many celebrities.
Bob Hope. Tell us about that.
This was in the 60s. He was at the peak of his popularity, which carried on up through 2000. Someone called and said that he was coming out. He came in, and we had a full house. I've never seen this happen before or since then. He came in, and when he stepped into the dining room, everyone stood up and was applauding. I'm sure that he had had similar type incidents happen with him, but I know that he was very pleased, and none of the people came up and bothered him and asked him for autographs. He enjoyed his evening.
Other personalities that have come through here?
Well, of course, Mickey, every time he'd come to town, he would be out here, Mickey Mantle. There have been many, many famous names to remember. I don't remember all of them. Everything from Henry Mancini to Al Hurt. It's interesting how he came out here one night. He did a concert downtown. He said, "Where can I go and get a good lobster?" And Jay O'Melia was in the audience. You know Jay?
Yes.
Jay is a good friend of mine. Wonderful. Great artist. Jay stands up and hollers, "Celebrity Club!" Sure enough, here he comes. Pretty soon, here comes Jay after him. There's a lot of people following him out here.
You're in a relationship with Don Tyson.
Yeah, I still do. Several years ago, this was just within the last 10 years, I had met him years ago through a mutual friend. He came in for lunch, and we were full in the dining room, so they seated him in the lounge. I passed him 2 or 3 times, and he stopped me, and he said, "Pardon me, so are you the manager?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." He says, "My name's Don Tyson. I'm in the chicken business." Little understatement. And I says, "Oh, I've met you." And we reminisced. And I said, "I think we have some mutual friends." And one of them is a very good friend of mine. I had a barbecue place over in Fayetteville. And I asked him, "Herman Tuck." And he said, "Herman and I were roommates in college." So we got acquainted. And he started coming back. I'll see him sometime this year, once or twice. His daughter showed, I don't know what kind of horses, it might have been Appaloosas. Every time she would show, he would come here, and he would always be out here a couple nights and enjoyed it and bring people out. One of his very close friends is Willie Nelson. He didn't bring Willie out here, but he brought his band out, and then they sent some food to Willie. I think he's going to appear here in person in October. If he does, if Don's not off fishing, that's his passion, deep-sea fishing, he'll probably be here, and if I ask him, he'll bring him out.
There's a story about Willie Nelson that you need to tell.
Oh, it's a long time ago. You know what? I tell a story. I personally did not see it. I was here, but I had a man working for me, and as I said, we were a private club. We were careful about who we let in. This had to be in the early 70s. Supposedly Willie Nelson come to the door to try to get in. And he said, "No, we can't do that. It's a private club." Turn him away. If I'd known that, I darn sure wouldn't have turned him away. I would have welcomed him with open arms and catered to him.
Did that upset you?
Later, when I found out about it, But he was just doing his job.
So when Willie Nelson was told he couldn't come in, he hasn't been here since.
That's right.
And that would have been in the early 70s.
Yes.
So you want to see if he can be welcome back again. He's probably forgotten that.
I'm sure he has. Last year, I went over to Fayetteville, and we had lunch with Don Tyson and this friend of mine that I said they were roommates in college. While we were there, Don got up, went to the phone, he came back, and he's sitting next to me, and he said, "That was Willie Nelson. He's in Norway." He said, "Today is his birthday, and I sent him some flowers." He said, "I do on every birthday of his." And he said, "He just called to thank me."
Tim Conway?
He was here. Tom Poston was with him.
Marilyn May.
Marilyn May is a very dear friend. She has been for many years, and she's a great singer, great vocalist. She appeared on Johnny Carson's show more than any singer. Johnny Carson would always say it was his favorite redhead from Kansas City. She has got to be in her 70s now, and she still looks good. So anytime she's in town, she'll come by.
How did that start?
We had a mutual friend. He has since passed away. He and his wife both have since passed away, and especially his wife, who was Marilyn's closest friend. She told me later. As a matter of fact, Marilyn was with her when she passed away. If she comes to town, she will be here.
Yeah.
I promise you. One night, this has been 2 years ago, she was here and everyone had left except a friend of hers, an attorney by the name of Pat Kremen. She and I were the only ones left here. I don't drive. I'm visually impaired, as you well know. So Pat said he would take me home because my ride had already left. We start to get in his car, and she insisted that she get in the back seat. So I get in the front seat. He turns the ignition on. He has one of her CD albums playing. And as we were going home, she was singing live to us from the back seat. And it was quite a thrill to hear her sing like that along with the CD. When we get to my house, I ask them if they'd like to come in. They said, "Certainly." So they go in, and in my kitchen, I have one of those little Bose radio and CD players. I have hundreds of CDs. And lo and behold, I happen to have one of hers in there playing at the time I turned it on.
Yeah.
There again in my kitchen, she was sitting there singing to us along with that CD. Quite a thrill. One of the most memorable nights I've ever had here.
That's great.